At this UN camp outside Malakal, about 20,000 people are crammed in makeshift shelters. They fled the city a few kilometers away after fighting broke out in December between army and anti-government forces. The health conditions are poor for many here, and they are likely to get worse as the rainy season starts, says physician Belém Caminoa with the aid group Doctors Without Borders.
We have one day of rain, we cannot even move. So it will be very hard for them, very, very difficult. They get flu or common cold, and then if they are malnourished, it's very easy to become a severe infection, lower respiratory tract infection, and then they come very, very weak. And then diarrhea for sure, because when it's raining, the water stays for days, so half of them, they have diarrhea.
At this time of year in Malakal, people suffer from scorching heat one day and flash floods the next, so living in tents become unbearable. Tibisa Deng and her children arrived here in January. She says despite the camp's poor conditions, she is unwilling to move back to Malakal, even though it's been under government control since April.
I'm scared to go back because all the soldiers stay there, and they are waiting for war. And some soldiers kill civilians. If the war breaks out, I won't be able to flee fast enough because I have small children.
A few meters away, Emilio's shelter is flooded.
The beds are in the water. People cannot sleep at night. Many people, they do stay on the chairs until morning. You can get sick. This water is contaminated. There's diseases.
Sometimes Emilio makes the grim journey back to see what is left of his house. A few meters off the road, not far from the UN camp, victims of the war decompose in the open air. Along the road, an unusual number of people appear to be leaving the town. Some say they heard gunshots south of town. This is where Emilio, a teacher, used to live.
This is the house where I lived with my family before I ran to Yunus place. We left everything here, and this thing, all this thing got looted. And there was life. Now there is no life at all.
Malakal has become a ghost town. Most buildings have been destroyed or looted, and mostly soldiers inhabit the ruins. The once busy market is now empty.
Yeah, really, we don't want to be in the UNMISS camp. If there is a peace, a lot of IDPs, all, they will come back again to their houses. If the government is serious to maintain peace.
The UN is building new camps at the compound to provide better living conditions. What isn't clear is when people here will be able to find peace outside these gates so they can rebuild their life back home. Emily Yob in Malakal for VOA News.